This is Senator Bob Dole. The Democrats in the House of Representatives slammed the door in the president's face. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you Democrats will use any gimmick to kill aid to the freedom fighters in Nicaragua. But embarrassing the president of the United States is a low blow, even for liberals. All Ronald Reagan did was ask permission to speak to the House a day before its big vote on the freedom fighters. But Tip O'Neill slammed the door in his face. Now, even if you disagree on the freedom fighter issue, don't you agree that slapping a gag order on the president is Bush League? Listen, any president, Republican or Democrat, is welcome in our Senate. Could it be that Tip and the liberals are scared of the great communicator and his message of truth on the communist nightmare in Central America, Ted? This is liberal politics at its worst.
Bob, the idea of a last-minute speech to the House of Representatives was a red herring that never should have been dragged across the Nicaragua debate by the White House staff, and I suspect that even Don Regan probably regrets the bad feeling he caused. In fact, Speaker Tip O'Neill tried to accommodate the request by arranging a joint session of Congress to hear the president, but the White House vetoed that idea, and they also vetoed the idea of the president responding to questions from the House. In the end, Bob, you right-wing war hawks eked out a victory in the House on military aid to the Contras, but the narrow margin proves that Congress and the country are deeply divided over Ronald Reagan's wider war in Central America. Congress gave the president the benefit of the doubt this time, Bob, but it's no way to run a foreign policy. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on how he squares his presidential campaign with his duty as Senate Majority Leader. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.